Okay, everyone, let me just set the settings here so that we can proceed without being okay. I'm going to share a screen. Okay, I'm going to control, disable participants annotation. Okay, now how do I make sure that I'm the only one that can share a screen? Share, here we go. Okay. Okay, we should be fine now. All right, close this. Okay. I'm gonna make sure no one's in the waiting room here. Okay, guys, sorry about all the steps. I just want to make sure that we have a safe environment with all the Zoom bombing taking place. So I want to dedicate this year. I know that, Jared, you want to just dedicate this year for us? Jared Myers?
Yeah, for my father, Shmuel Eliezer Ben Yosef Dov. Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so interesting question. Is the world ending? Sometimes it feels that way. So let's talk a little bit about Achris Hayamim, how we respond to it. In theory, of course, we always like the conversation to not just be a one-line answer, but theoretically, where does it come from? What does our Masorah say? And what should our attitudes be? Thousands of people, tens of thousands, hopefully not, but the statistics suggest that hundreds of thousands, if not more, people are dying. The world is shutting down. The economy looks like it may take a big hit. And of course, as I mentioned yesterday, who knows what type of domino effect, war, civil unrest, hatred, racism, of course, anti-Semitism is always hiding behind the corner. Okay, so it's pretty clear from the Torah, from the Nevi'im, Chazal had that sense, that in the build-up to Mashiach, there could be some rough sledding, as we would say, maybe some difficult times. So for example, the first hint of that is actually Bilam, because Bilam, and we'll talk about this later, Bilam is quite vocal about Achris Hayamim. He actually uses the phrase Achris Hayamim. And in his fourth nevuah, his fourth message, he talks about the end of days and the wars, and a lot of the rough sledding, as I said, difficult times, seem to be war-related, and hence the Masorah of Gog u'Magog. So Bilam says, Ki im yeh levar kayin. Kayin, kayin's a pretty big swath of people. Kayin is basically everyone that's... anyone that's not Hevel, and Hevel dies, so basically everyone, all of mankind, will be Leva'er, will burn or will be destroyed. Adma Ashur Tishbeka. And Ashur will either be taken captive or themselves will take other people captive. There's war, there's destruction, there's Vayisam Mishalo Vayomar. And here Bilam groans. And this means many things, but we'll just read the simple reading. Oy mi yechya misumo el. Who will have to close the window because there's someone outside my window making a little bit of noise. 1 second, please. I'm coming back. Don't worry, just closing the window. Okay, that should be a little bit better. I'm sorry. Oh, mi yichya mi sumo el. Who can live? Who can survive? Whatever Hashem will place and afflict man towards the end of days. Now, I just quoted two of the many, many, many places in Tanakh. They both should be familiar. They're both a little bit related to Pesachim and Pesach. That's why I quoted these two instances, but there are many, many more. Hashem says, I'll search Yerushalayim with candles. So tonight is a week before Bedikas Chametz. Next week is Bedikas Chametz. And according to Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin, this is one of the Makaros for Bedikas Chametz Biner. And B'dikas Chametz El Biner, based on this pasuk, Achapeh says Yerushalayim Baneros, Achapeh sounds like B'dika. So Hashem says, I'll search Yerushalayim not for Chametz, but for righteous people, and those people have pure hearts. And Karov Yom Hashem Agadol, Karov U'maher Meod, Kol Yom Hashem Mar Tzareach, a lot of shouts and sounds. Here's the line that's also Pesach related, Yom Evra, a day of misery. Remember, Evra was one of the things Hashem afflicted the Egyptians with. We say that in the part which multiplies the Makos in Mitzrayim. by a fivefold or tenfold amount at the Yom Suf. Yom Evraha, Yom Ahu, Yom Tzara, day of difficulties, Umitsuka, crisis, Yom Shoah. We know the Shoah to be a Holocaust, Umishoah, Yom Choshech, darkness, V'afela, Yom Anan V'Arafel, Yom Shofar Uchual, Harin HaPtziros, a day of loud military sounds on the fortified cities, Valley Pinos Hagvos. So this is one example in Tzvanya, Perek Aleph. Another example, this is also in Haftarah, which we won't read this Shabbos, but we'll probably read B'Yechidus. This is the tail end of the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol. Kihine Hayom Ba Boer Kitanur. The day is coming, it will be incendiary, like an oven, like a furnace. Now you call Zaydim B'Chalosei B'Shakash. All the evildoers will be straw, V'lohedotam Hayom Ba, and they'll be incinerated on that day. Amar Shem Tzvakos. And nice pasuk for us to think about. V'zarcha lachem yirei shmi shemesh tzaka. Those who fear my name will have a sun of righteousness. Umarpe bichnafeha. And will be healed in the wings, by the wings of the sun, the rays of the sun, the sunlight. V'satem will leave. V'shtem kegle marbek will go fat and prosper. So Bilam already talks about it. That key pasuk. Oy mi yechia misimo el. Tzvanya, Malachi, Yirmiyah, others. I just quoted the two psukim that are probably most familiar. And again, let's make sure that we're differentiating tonight between the period of Mashiach and the build-up to Mashiach. Of course, the period of Mashiach is described in idyllic terms by Yeshaya, most famously, that the cattle will live alongside of the predators, and the sheep will live alongside of the lions, and everything will be idyllic and peaceful and harmonious and healed. But we're talking about the build-up to Mashiach. Based on this, there's numerous versions in the Gemara, numerous versions in Shas about exactly what will happen. Chazal didn't have one clear sense, but they certainly had a sense that Mashiach could be preceded by very, very difficult times. Tachiyam Rabbi Yochanan Dorshe ben David Ba, Tamidi Chachamim Mismatim, Fior Tamidi Chachamim, Hashar Enehem Kalos Biagon Banacha, their eyes are destroyed because they're constantly in misery and sadness. Tzaros rabos v'gzeros kashos mitchachos. There are a lot of difficult periods and difficult decrees and experiences. Ad sherishona pkuda sheinis memaharis lavo. And what happens is, until the first ends, the second immediately arrives. There's no abatement. There's no break between the two. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin. They're all in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin, Tzadikhet, Tzadik Tet. So Tzadik Zayin and Mebeis, Tana Rabbanan Shavua Sheben David Ba. The seven-year cycle, the Shemitah cycle, during which Mashiach comes. Shana Rishona, there'll be limited rain. Shana Shnia Chitzei Rav, there'll be famine. Shlishis, an even more intense famine. Umesim Anashim V'Nashim V'Taf V'Chasid Manche Maisin. Even great people die, and people forget Torah. Bervias, some people, there's an abatement, they get a little more food and economy. V'Chamishis is more abundance, is happiness. V'Shishis, there's a lot of noise. V'Shvias, there's war. The Mitzar Shvias Ben David Bas is probably the most precise map. Famine, difficulty, recovery sounds, war, and then Mashiach comes. As I said before, there are numerous, probably at least 10 or 12 versions of what exactly is taking place. I just quoted the two that are probably easiest to understand without having any background. Because of this, Chazal, some members of Chazal, had a very shocking statement. So Ula said, Yesi, I hope that what we're now calling Chevlei Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach, I hope it comes, but not on my watch. I won't be alive for it. It should happen, but not when I'm alive. Yesi v'loach mini. V'chein amar rabba, yesi v'loach mini. It should come, it should happen, but I want to be alive to suffer through it. Whereas Rabbi Yosef said, yesi v'eske di'isiv betula de'kufisa de'chamra. I want it to come, and I want it so badly that I'm even willing to be in the dung of a donkey. Basically, I'm willing to suffer the greatest hardship, the greatest nightmare of this Chevlei Mashiach. So it's clear that Chazal had a sense, based on the Pesukim in Tanakh, based on Bilam's Nevuah, that the end of days may, here's the key word, may be preceded by difficult times beforehand. What those difficult times are, war, famine, natural disaster, but certainly challenges. However, it doesn't seem that Chazal took this as a guarantee. Again, it's very hard. This is not a halachic landscape where there's psak, or we pass like this person, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this psak. It's just a cornucopia of opinions. I'm just trying to give you the mainstream opinions. So the Gemara says in the same Gemara, Amar of Alexandria, Yeshua ben Levi, Rami, Ksiv Be'ita. One pasuk says, it's the same pasuk, it's one phrase, be'ita achishena. So the pasuk says, be'ita achishena, so it sounds like it will come in its right time. And another pasuk sounds like it will be accelerated. So where it says, zachu, if we merit, people who live to the end of times are meritorious, achishena will come quickly. Lo zachu, if they don't merit, because their behavior doesn't warrant it, be'ita, will be its right time. So this talks about whether it'll be accelerated or we'll have to wait. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi had another statement which didn't just talk about the scheduling of it, but the quality of it. One version of Mashiach sounds like he's coming on clouds of glory. And another version is Ani Varachav El Chamor. He's riding on a donkey, which is very rickety, very inelegant, very, very bouncy. So is Mashiach, and Mashiach is not just a person in this case, but will the period come in an elegant, smooth fashion like clouds of glory? Or will Mashiach arrive bumpy, like riding on a donkey? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said the same thing. Zachu for Zocha, Imanane Shmaya. Lo Zachu, Ani Varachav El Chamor. Presumably the Zachu isn't just haphazard, but it's Zachu based on our behavior. If we do tshuva, then we'll merit one type. If we don't, then we'll merit another type. So to summarize, Chazal had a sense of, I'll say the word apocalypse, towards the conclusion of history before Mashiach comes. And it wasn't inevitable, but it certainly was, if the very least, likely, because Nevi'im were talking about it, Bilam is talking about it, and Tzvanya and Malachi are talking about these scenarios as if they're at the very, very least possible, if not likely. Now, that being said, there is an aversion. So, I mean, it will be very easy for us to say, look, there's apocalyptic activities, hundreds of thousands of people are dying, and must be that Mashiach is coming, especially when we juxtapose. Jared, I'm just going to close your video because your video is, when we juxtapose these events to the State of Israel, to the Holocaust, to other jarring events that we've experienced. Why do we not talk like that? Why am I not talking like this? What's the purpose of Mashiach? To highlight that it's there, but we have to be very careful about saying the world is ending and Mashiach is coming. Yaakov Avinu wanted to decipher history and lay out a roadmap of all of history, including the terminus of redemption. Bikesh Yaakov Legalos Hasakeitz, the Gemara Mesachim says, the Nistalkam Menushchin. Hashem said at that point, no, you can't. Daniel, a little bit later, again, Daniel, Yaakov is living as the first Galus is about to start, about to go to Mitzrayim. Daniel is launching the second Galus. They're about to enter Bavel. Daniel has two different dreams, without getting into the details of the dream, but Daniel wants to interpret the dreams and provide a similar roadmap. And Hashem says, or in the dream, V'ata Daniel, stom hadvarim b'chasom ha-sefer. Close it up. Shut it down. Don't give any more information. Ad eight ketz, until the end of time. Kistum b'chasum hadvarim. The details should remain closed and sealed. Ad eight ketz. So Yaakov and Daniel, and according to one version in Chazal Shlomo as well, wanted to try to decide and decipher when and intuit the timing and the roadmap. And in both cases, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened. Chavakuk enshrines this. Chavakuk says, Hashem tells him, Ksov chazon ubera laluchos, Hashem tells him in nevuah, ki od chazon lemoed. There is nevuah, there is some vision for later on. V'yafech laketz v'lo yichazev. It will happen. Im yismamach hakeilo, wait for it. This is where we get the Rambam same lashon of the avavish yismameh, because they're achakalo, yismameh achakalo. Hashem says, wait, don't be too preoccupied with it. So Yaakov and Daniel are blunted in their effort, and Chavakuk delivers a direct, almost, command. And the Gemara in Ksuva says this is actually one of the Shavuos, the famous three, possibly six Shavuos that are listed in Shir HaShirim. And one of the Shavuos were Shelo Yigalu HaKeitz. We shouldn't try to understand the Keitz HaYamin, which becomes Rabbi Yochanan's famous call, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Itapach Atzmon Shemachash VeKitzim. The bones of people that are constantly trying to figure out and calculate the end of days, their bones should rot. Now, why is there such a opposition in Rabbi Yochanan, in the Shavuos? Why is there such an opposition? Someone's trying to chat. Let me see if this is a real person or just someone trying to... Okay, great. Okay, my internet connection is very spotty today. There's a lot of falling, so hopefully it should continue. I apologize. So the obvious reason is because very often human beings are pretty sure about it, and the Mashiach doesn't come, and those expectations are raised, and in the aftermath of those raised expectations, I'm not going to say false prophecies, because they may not be false, they just could be messianic potential that isn't fulfilled. So, for example, the Gemara says Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach, but for whatever reason, him personally, the state of the Jewish people didn't rise to the occasion, then it maximized the messianic potential. Gemara quotes certain Amorayim and Tanayim who tried to figure out the end of days, most notably Rabbi Akiva, who felt that based on all of his calculations, Bar Kochba was a Mashiach. And obviously much of the letdown and the national suffering that took place after Bar Kochba wasn't really based on Rabbi Akiva's raised expectations that were dashed. It was more based on the Roman persecution, but certainly played a role. Everyone expected Bar Kochba to triumph. Everyone expected Bar Kochba to vanquish the Romans. Rabbi Akiva had announced him as the Mashiach, and then it flatlined. Probably the most famous example in modern, or more or less modern history, is Shabtai Tzvi. Shabtai Tzvi announces himself as a Mashiach in the 17th century. Probably close to a third to a half of the Jews, some say even more, sold their possessions running to Israel. He is debunked. He converts to Islam. And that led to a 150-year period of real national despondency and despair and frustration. Probably one of the most difficult periods in modern Jewish history. Modern meaning the last 400 or 500 years. So there's a practical reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us. There's a separate reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be private. This is part of our private bris with between Hashem, that we're so loyal that. And part of it is, I'll talk about it later, that as much as we think about Mashiach, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, and when we get to Shemayim, one of the questions that will be asked is, did you await Mashiach? Did you anticipate Tzivisa LeYeshua? Sometimes messianic fervor can serve as an escape from reality. You don't confront reality in current issues because you're always looking for Mashiach. In some ways, you could say that something I've been thinking about a lot, the fact that we haven't really spoken a lot about theology over the last 50, 60 years. Much of our curriculums are Gemara and Halacha and Machshava, and we're not really studying Emunos Videos. Part of it is because there's what I call the vacuum cleaning, the state of Israel. Any problem we confront, well, we're living through Mashiach and it's the state of Israel, and all problems will be solved. It's like it cleans up all the dust, and it could be very dangerous. I think it may be very dangerous. Whatever the story is, Chazal had a bit of a concern against trying to figure out, but nonetheless, many members of Chazal, and throughout history, Rabbeinu Sadigon, the Ramban, who wrote a very famous Sefer Akula. He was living in post-apocalyptic times because, remember, the trials in the 13th century in Barcelona against Judaism were apocalyptic for the Jews. They were just totally depressed, and Judaism was being defamed left and right and disparaged. So the Ramban wrote two Svarim. He wrote a Sefer called Torah Hashem Tamima, which he talks about the eternity of Torah. He wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaGula, which he talks about the irreplaceability of Gula from our system of beliefs, but he also predicts the Gula more or less in the 1300s. So it's not just imposters or snakeskin oil salesmen who are predicting Gula, but despite the buildup of anti-prediction tendencies in Chazal and Daniel and Yaakov, there's a lot of prediction going on by people much, much greater than ourselves. But the mainstream of Chazal is we're not into prediction. Or certainly we're not now anymore, because a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amar Rav, Kalu Kol Akitzim. Whatever ends were there, and it sounds like there were multiple endpoints that were optional, but they weren't maximized. But at this point, they're finished. At this point, it's open-ended, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for our tshuva. Neina davertali ela b'tshuva maisin davim. So according to Rav, there is no case. It's just a question of tshuva. Shmuel Amar, sounds like he argues, dayu la'avol she'ama be'evlo. Sounds like he argues, not clear what Shmuel is saying, but it probably means that there is a case that we can still predict. So this is why when we witness events such as the Spanish Inquisition, such as pogroms, such as terrible plagues, such as, of course, the biggie, the Holocaust, which makes what we're going through seem minor, but certainly not the same. So that's why, Yosef. So that's why we're very, very careful about not trying to connect too directly. And probably the source that most directly addresses this is the Rambam. I don't have the Rambam. Let me see if I can get the Rambam up on screen for you, because it's an important Rambam to read. Let me just see if I can get up, open my Where's my Bar Ilan? A lot going on here. My Bar Ilan. Just open up the Bar Ilan for a second. I'll get you the Rambam. It's in Perek Beis, Hilchos Melachim. So it's an important Rambam. You can get it up in a moment, Yerika. Okay, Beis, Melachim's going to be second place. I'm sorry. Perek Yudbeis, I'm sorry, Perek Yudbeis, the end of Melachim. Okay, let's just open up the whole Rambam here. Okay, back to screen sharing. Okay, there we go. Okay, so the Rambam writes, I'm just reading Halacha Beis, that's the key one. Amru Chachamim, Ein Bein Elam Zeh Mosim Mashiach. The Rambam talks about the period of Mashiach, which we're not talking about. The Rambam has a much more rational view. It's not an apocalyptic change, but the reality is more or less the same in many ways. But that's not our topic tonight. But he writes as follows: V'yesh min ha-chachamim. I know the internet connection is a little unstable. He got back. V'yesh min ha-chachamim sh'omrim shekodem b'yisim Mashiach yavo Eliyahu. Some say Eliyahu will come before Mashiach. Some say a navi will come. Here's the Rambam's editorial: V'chol elu ha-devarim lechayotz Ibrahim lo yodei adam echiyu. No one really knows achiyu. Famous line in the Rambam. No one really knows. She-devarim stumim him eitzel ha-naviim. He quotes, of course, Daniel stumim. Gam ha-chachamim ein lam kabbalah b'devarim elu. The Rambam means there is a kabbalah, but it's just so chaotic, so many Kabbalahs. Elafi Hechra Psukim, Bavikach, Yesh Lehem Machlokis, Bidivar, right? There's no straight Kabbalahs, everyone has a Machlokis. The Alkol Panim, Ein Seder Havais, the Ram Elu, Ikur Bidas. We shouldn't be focused. Here's the Rambam's point. Our religion shouldn't be pivoted on apocalyptic thinking. There are many religions that are very apocalyptic, and the world's going to change. But in many ways, apocalypse and dystopian and The Walking Dead and all these movies and shows that you're watching, it's an escape mechanism. I don't have to try to improve my world. I don't have to try to improve my relationships. I don't have to try to improve my behavior because I'll just wait for the flip to, for the switch to flip and for the narrative to flip and for a new world to come and everything will be washed away and whatever I was in this earlier world won't matter anymore. And now I'll start even. So why should I incrementally try to improve my world? There shouldn't be the fundamental. Shein Mevim, here's the Rambam Lidei Lir Yerav Lo Yidei Abad and called Yerushimayim Narabas Hashem V'chein Lo Yachshav Kitzin. The Rambam didn't talk about a Ketzayam, but he talked about when some of the suffering would abate. Amru Chachamim Tipach Rucham Shom Chash VeKitzin because of Yochanan Ela Yechake V'yamin Chavakuk V'chlal Adavar Kimo Shebiarnu. So this is the Rambam's, and this has become more or less our creed, our Masara, that whatever happens, it's hard to know. Again, it's a little bit different because it's not just a Peronius that's come, but it's a Peronius alongside of the State of Israel. The State of Israel is a game changer. Now we're back in Israel, and for instance, there's so many nevuahs that are coming true that are clearly starting to materialize. So we certainly have thought about it in ways that we wouldn't think about earlier crises, but certainly not with the definitiveness and the certainty. Or to say a little bit differently, let me go back to my, you know, this will be the last source, but very interesting story. Again, there are a lot of stories like this, but it's a Gemara I quoted from the Medrash. Rishua ben Levi, Ashkechel Eliyo, Davi Yasev, Pischa de Marasa, Shrim Bayochai. So Rishua ben Levi meets Eliyo and Avi near the cave of Shrim Bayochai. Amalei Emes Asi Mashiach. So he asks Eliyo, right, four people. Rishua ben Levi is visiting the cave of Shrim Bayochai. He meets Eliyo and he asks him about Mashiach. four different people reference here. So Amalei, so Eliyo tells him, Shua Malay, why don't you go ask Mashiach yourself when he's coming? Amalei Hecha Yosef, where can I find him? Amalei Apischa de Romi. Find him, he's in Rome. Amalei Maisimne, how will I know what he looks like? So famous Gemara, he's sitting with the Aniyim, with the bandages, he's helping them with the bandages. Azul Gabe, so making a long story, a short story short. So Shua Malay visits Eliyo. Amalei Shal Malacha Rabbi Mari. Amalei Shal Malacha Bar Levi. Shua Malay, Shal Malacha. Amalei, so he pops the question, Leim Mazasar Ma. When are you coming? Amalei, so Eliyahu says, Hayom. Lemar Ashkechel Eliyahu Asa Lagabe. So he goes and he runs to Eliyahu. Amalei, my Kamalach. He says, what did Mashiach tell you? Amalei, so Yeshua ben Levi says, Shkrim Shakabe. Mashiach's a liar. He says, coming today. Okay. Amalei Hayom. So he's lying because he says, coming today. So Eliyahu says, no, he's not lying. What he meant to say is, Amalei Hayom in Bekal Tishma. Just follow mitzvos, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today, you live, you have the ability to daven, be yichidus, put on tefillin, learn Torah, attend some good Zoom shiur, help your parents. How come? We wait for him every minute. We believe he could come every minute. We don't pivot our religion on waiting for Mashiach in general, forgetting predicting Mashiach, just even waiting, because that could be escapism. So we wait, but we still focus on the day's agenda, the day's Torah mitzvahs, the day's chesed, the day's changing our world. We certainly don't try to predict. And when events like this happen, we don't think the world is ending. It's a slightly different topic, but Hashem promised us the world isn't ending already. He's not going to wreck the world again like he did during the Mabul. He promised Noach in the aftermath of the Mabul. The world will continue to prosper. The world will continue to evolve. The world will continue to grow. Our lifestyles may change. Maybe areas of our life and our culture that will change. Sadly, there will be many people who won't survive. But the world isn't ending. Mashiach is definitely coming. I think we're towards the end point of history, so it's likely that we're getting close to Mashiach. I believe the return to the state of Israel is the foundation of that process. What role this plays in Mashiach, I think anything that happens after the state of Israel plays a role in Mashiach. How direct is an apocalyptic enabler of Mashiach? Those are areas that we try not to think about. We try to deal with the issues at hand. Okay, so looks like everyone here belongs. So I'll unmute everyone just to say hello to everyone again. Nice to see everyone. I unmute everyone. Okay.
Mr. Tarragon?
Yes.
Can I ask, is it that Hashem won't destroy the world again or just not by flood?
No, Hashem won't destroy the world again. All the cycles will continue. Hashem promises the world won't be destroyed. There may be, again, there may be significant disasters and challenges, but the world won't be wrecked again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, everyone, nice to see you tonight. Just two bits of information. Tonight at 8 o'clock, I'm giving a shiur from Mizrahi. I'll put the Zoom post on my WhatsApp. It's about why people don't listen, Pyro's heart, why he chose to be so obstinate and recalcitrant. Then at 10:30 is Makos and Corona. We're talking about Arov. What parallels are there between the Makov Arov and the Makov Corona? They're all posted on the shiur. Okay, yes, Dave, you can certainly ask questions in the future. Please just raise your hand if you have a question. There's a way to raise your hand because I can't make it automatic interactive until we escape all the Zoom bombing. People are trying to Zoom bomb this year. There's a little,
okay, thanks.
Look, there's a little, somewhere cynical reaction, and you could just raise your hand and then I'll, you know, call
it. Fine.
Okay. Take care, everyone. Lila Tov, Erev Tov.
All right. Thank you.